We are now at the last question of the CSSRS Lifetime Recent Clinical, and this is assessing for potential for lethality. Only answer this if the actual lethality is zero in the prior slides. This is assessing for the likely lethality of actual attempt if no medical damage resulted. However, even though no medical damage resulted, it is still important to know how severe those attempts were, which this section again is going to help with. The following examples, while having no actual medical damage, had the potential for very serious lethality, so they provide us with some examples of that. So here, maybe a consumer put a gun in their mouth and pulled the trigger, but gun failed to fire, which resulted in no medical damage. Another individual may have laid on the train tracks with oncoming train, but pulled away right before they were hit. You will notice below that it's the same format as those actual lethality questions. So you have your most recent attempt, your most lethal, and then your initial first attempt. You also have a code help here, which you would select for in each of the below. The code help options are different from the actual lethality section, with zero being behavior not likely to result in injury, one, behavior likely to result in injury but not likely to cause death, and two, behavior likely to result in death despite available medical care. So again, this provides us with very crucial information on the severity of that attempt.